Hi, everyone. This is Allison, and thank you so much for joining us at Visible by Numbers. I'm just glad to have you on board. I really have a wonderful guest to share with you this evening. But before I do that, I'm going to bring in this little bit about if today's your birthday, if the 22nd is your birthday, like we usually do on our shows. So let's go. If you're born on the 22nd, your birthday is a master number, which signifies great potential. 22s are kind and patient leaders who give the impression they can handle any situation that comes along. The 22 combines sensitivity, intuition, and the desire for harmony with the hardworking, disciplined, and well-organized energy of the 4. 22s know how to think big, solve the unsolvable, and they know how to get the job done, all the while being very practical and grounded in their thinking. 22s are natural leaders with a great deal of creativity, and they often set big goals for themselves. Their biggest problem is being overwhelmed by the sheer size and ambition of their goals. Regardless, a 22 has a great deal of potential to gain a lot of wealth as well as power in their lifetime. Their work is not limited to the country they're born, but can be extended to an international scale, and often their humanitarian characteristics set the tone for using their fortunes for the betterment of mankind. So if you're born on the 22nd of today's birthday, happy birthday. Now let me get to my guest, people. I'm just, very excited to have Tara back on our show. I've known my guest for, I think, over 6 years now. And I have had the privilege, as well as the opportunity, to experience firsthand many readings with Tara and one, as well as having attended several of Tara's workshops. And, you know, I'm the kind of person that when I meet someone, I intuitively, instinctively, on a soul level, connect to that person. And I really feel very connected to Tara because I know that the work that she does, I know her motivation for what it is she is doing with her life comes from a place in the heart. And it's just a privilege and honor to welcome Tara Sonora to the show. Hi, Tara.
Hi, Allison. Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Oh, I wish I could just keep you to myself, but unfortunately I can't. So I will share you with a listening audience. And you know, Tara, I was going to read your considerable biography, but sometimes I think it's kind of almost more intimate, and it's certainly to give people a sense of your energy. Perhaps you'd like to tell people a little bit about you, and I'm going to just hold you just for a second. I know I heard a beep, and I know that we've got a caller, and caller will get right to you if you just want to hang out there and let Tara answer this question. Tara, tell the listening audience about yourself and your work as a channeler.
Oh, I'd be happy to, Allison. Thanks. Yes, I've been very blessed to be a channeler for the angelic realm for 20 years now. And back in 1986, my spiritual path started when someone gave me a book about reincarnation that just changed my whole life and began to help me realize I had a soul. And from that point, I started meditating, and I discovered that I could hear voices of angels, and I started to sense and feel the presence of angels in my life. And then in 1987, a friend of mine was doing some hypnotherapy work with me and spontaneously put me into an altered state where a spirit guide started speaking through me. And it was a very beautiful and loving experience, and it encouraged me to really work on developing my channeling abilities. And it just became easier and clearer and stronger. Mm-hmm. And over time, I developed my ability to go into an altered state, like a deep meditative state, within about a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that just by taking some deep breaths, and I visualize love and light pouring into me from the heart of God.
Mm-hmm.
And then I allow my angels to blend with me.
Mm-hmm.
And speak directly through me. So it's a very loving and beautiful experience, and I've been able to counsel thousands of people over the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the most rewarding work I can think of doing, because the work is definitely on a soul level.
Mm-hmm.
We connect with people usually through name and date of birth. I call that a soul address. It's a kind of a soul energy indicator.
Mm-hmm.
And that just helps me to tune in directly to the person.
Mm-hmm.
And I can also do this consciously. So today, I guess, I'll be doing some conscious channeling for
right.
you and your callers. To, I might ask for date of birth and just tune in and connect with people and
sure.
bring through some information. And
sure. Well, as having experienced you going into the channeling of one and experiencing one's voice come through, when you do that, it's an amazing experience. And I have to say that on the occasions that I've been with you during these readings, the amount of love and the energy of that love that comes through that you actually feel during the actual reading is quite profound, Tara.
Yeah,
and I have, well, I've known you many, many years, but you do have this amazing presence about you. It certainly is one of love and light. I can attest to that.
Okay.
And I know that we still got that caller hanging out there, and I'm going to tell you, just hold on just for one more minute. Because I'd like to ask Tara one more question, just to clarify for our listeners as they're listening and they're trying to get a feel for who Tara is and what Tara does. And I want to give Tara the opportunity to explain those things. Now, Tara, you channel the energy of one. And when you do that session or when you do that kind of reading for someone, and maybe you'd like to take a minute or two and explain kind of what it's like to channel. I think you've done that to a certain extent. But also explain who is one. And explain your experience.
Mm. Oh, I'd love to.
By the way, I am saying hello to one as well and acknowledging his presence because I know that one is here. So
yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that I'm not separate from them, but that they are part of mm-hmm. my angelic soul family.
Mm-hmm.
And one actually represents a collective of, to my knowledge, about 100 individual souls that
mm-hmm.
have ascended beyond the physical plane
mm-hmm.
and now they reside in the angelic realm as teachers and healers, and they unify and speak as a single consciousness of one
mm-hmm.
and they just emanate a lot of love. In the Buddhist tradition, it would be equated to the Bodhisattva, which is the enlightened one that that stays behind until everyone reaches enlightenment.
Right.
And I really feel that they're at that level of radiance, of pure divine love and healing and compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And having come through thousands of lifetimes collectively, they have a lot of wisdom about
mm-hmm.
this dimension. And so they're really ascended angelic beings.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of show us the way that we as well can be ascended angelic beings if we choose to stay centered in loving kindness and respect for all life
mm-hmm.
and really open to exploring what is our relationship with God, what is our oneness with
right.
God.
Right.
So they teach oneness, really.
Right, they do. Okay, well, you know, Tara, we did have a call, and I know that
sure.
there's been a lot of interest in your appearance on the show, and, of course, I'm delighted to give the opportunity to our listening audience to actually speak to you. So I'm going to say hello to this very patient caller who's been hanging out and waiting. Who's calling, please?
Hello, this is Katie Bayshaw.
Hello, Katie. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very well, and I'm assuming, Katie, that you would like to, perhaps you have a question or you would like to talk to Tara. So I'm just going to say, Tara, this is Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Katie, this is Tara.
Hello, Tara.
Hello, welcome.
Well, thank you. I more or less just wanted to talk to you about, I wanted to connect more, you know, with my spiritual self and my angel, more or less just to, I just want to feel more connected, and I just wanted to ask you more or less, like, what you see, where I'm going with,
sure.
with my angel, and what kind of a relationship I can have, because I need it stronger. I need it stronger, and I just need to feel more connected to the spiritual world.
Okay. Well, Katie, what's your date of birth, if you don't mind me asking?
It's 3/21/80.
Okay, great. That just helps me to connect with you on a soul level. And the first thing I'm getting is that you really do have a strong spiritual foundation within you on a soul level, and that you embody a very loving soul essence. And to help connect with the angelic realm, it's just very important to stay in that heart-centered, loving space and create some time for quiet meditation where you can just open up to feeling the presence of divine love within you and around you. I always just visualize white light pouring into me from the heart of God. And then you can call in your angels and guides directly to come and be with you. And then set an intention, like, I just want to open and receive love and healing energy or any messages that my angels and guides have for me today. And then just sit in that space of receptivity and openness and just let the thoughts or feelings emerge from within you and begin to sense their presence. And even if you can't sense them right away, just start assuming that when you've called them in, that they are with you. And in your individual path, I feel that your spirituality is also a path of service, that you're wanting to help others in a heart-centered way. And so you might want to explore the healing arts or working with energy healing or in being of service to others through counseling or mentoring or guiding people from the love and wisdom that's within you. And you can always ask Spirit to help you and be open to receiving the guidance that's there for you.
So it's just more or less having the confidence, I guess.
It's true. And also, yeah, there's no reason to doubt it, you know, to surrender and trust more. Trust that when you've invoked angels or called them in, that they are with you. And if thought may come to you and you might question, well, did I think of that or was that from my angel? And just discern if it's loving and supportive, then it's in harmony with the angelic realm. And so whether you thought of it first and they're sending the energy of it or whether they're sending the words, isn't as important as the quality of the essence of the message that they're sending or that you're feeling.
Okay.
Have you taken any energy healing classes like Reiki or something like that?
No, I've tried meditation. I'm more or less doing a lot of self-exploring. I read books and I try to have the time to meditate and to really look inward. It's just so hard. I find myself falling asleep all the time.
That's all right. But that'll
so
happen.
Relaxed, but no, I just need to. I think I just need to have more prayer time.
I agree. And taking that time to just send out the prayer, the intention, and then just opening to receive it. But it can also be part of your daily life. One of my teachers says, live your life like a prayer, that you can be in a prayerful consciousness more often than not.
Mm-hmm. Very,
and,
very true.
That way it doesn't have to be like a discipline. And
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to be disciplined about your meditation, but you can just stay in that loving, divine grace place within you. And you know, keep asking for what you seek. And I believe universe always says yes. So just stay open to receiving it.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, Katie, thank you so much for calling. I hope that was helpful for you.
It was. Thank you very much.
Okay, take care, sweetie.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Katie. Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're
welcome. Bye-bye.
I like that, what you said, Tara, so much about, you know, being in a place of prayer at all times. You know, I think that's really important, and I love that idea. I'm just going to take a moment and give the numbers for Collins, and hopefully we'll have a chance, because I have some other questions to talk to you about, but hey, let's open up the lines because you're here for other people.
Sure.
The toll-free number for USA is 877.
Hello.
Yes, hi, caller, and we're going to be with you in just a second, so just stay awake right with us. Toll-free number for USA is 877-876-5227.
Toll-free for Canada is 888-815-9756. And if you've got a calling plan or are in California, you can call 530-876-3222. I'm going to ask you to make sure you turn down your speakers to your computer or step into another room when you make your call, because sometimes if you're standing too close to the radio show itself, we get a little feedback and find it hard to listen to you. And I know we have a caller, so who's calling?
Hi, Allison. This is Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn. How are you, dear?
I'm okay.
Well, I know
the
that
question...
you're... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I have a question for Tara.
Absolutely.
Yes,
Tara, this is Marilyn. And Marilyn, meet Tara, and I'll let you two talk.
Thanks. How can I help you, Marilyn?
Hi, Tara. I'm looking for guidance on kind of peacefully coexisting with my 15-year-old son. We are at great, great odds on a daily basis, and it's very, very difficult. And looking for some angelic guidance on this path for us, what to specifically do, what specific actions to take. I realize that his journey is his journey and mine is mine, but it's really very, very, very contentious and very difficult on a daily basis.
I understand. And just tell me his first name and date of birth, if you don't mind, Marilyn.
Sean. His birth date is 4/21/1992.
And you said his name is John?
Sean, S-E-A-N. I'm sorry, I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you.
Okay, that's quite all right. So Sean, 4/21/1992. And maybe, Allison, you can run his numerology, too, to
right.
get some additional insight.
Right.
But my feeling on him is that he's still finding his way in the world. My sense is that you just also need to be patient and forgiving with him, but also to set some clear boundaries of what is appropriate behavior and what is not. I also feel that with him, he pushes those boundaries all the time, but there's a sense of him not being happy within himself. There's a sense of being disappointed in the world, a sense of even not really being sure he belongs here or where he fits in. And my feeling is that he actually is very creative. And that if he can have art or music in his life as a way of expressing himself, that's very healthy for him. Does he currently play music or do any artistic expression?
No, only computer gaming and playing with his iTunes.
Okay. Because he does seem to have a love of music on a soul level. And... that would be ideal, is to maybe buy him a guitar or something that he would be interested in picking up and playing. But also, it seems that this is in a lot of ways part of being an ornery teenager, as far as some of it is within the range of normal. But the contentiousness that you're describing also refers to some karma that is unresolved between you and him. And I feel that the key is to stay in forgiveness with him and to maybe do a little meditation or ritual where you stay in a prayerful state that you forgive him for all the pain and suffering he has created, and that you forgive yourself for whatever pain or suffering was created in a prior lifetime, or in this, or in any lifetime, this or any lifetime, to kind of do some, we'll call it soul clearing work. In the shamanic traditions, it would be referred to as shamanic soul recovery, where in that tradition, you return any soul pieces to him that you might be holding on to, and you ask for your soul pieces back from him. And by doing that and by staying centered in forgiveness and loving kindness, that changes the energy. There's also a wonderful Ho'oponopono tradition, a Hawaiian healing tradition, where no matter what the situation, you just use a mantra, which is, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, I forgive you. And even if consciously you can't think of anything that you need to apologize for, it really is just about sending out the frequency of forgiveness, which is a healing frequency. And so by asking for forgiveness, it's not just on behalf of you in this lifetime, but it's on behalf of your soul for any lifetime of karma that may have been occurred that you might not even be aware of. And so the key is, from your perspective, to change the energy as best you can, to send the frequency of love to him. Another is to send a beam of pink light from your heart to his in your prayers and meditations, and just ask for healing, clarity, and to surrender the struggle. And so be prayerful about it and stay in a loving space and try to engage him in conversation to, in a way, try to ascertain what is he unhappy about. And I feel like there's an inherent sort of dissatisfaction he has inside himself, which is like a disappointment of life. There's something very disappointing about life on Earth for him, because I feel like he's a more evolved soul than you might think, that he's mm-hmm. sensitive, that he has these sensitivities, and that he's still finding where he belongs here. Is that helpful, Marilyn?
Yes.
Right. And Tara, I just want to say that actually earlier today I was doing a reading for Marilyn, and actually did the numbers between her and her son. And I even suggested that she call you for additional advice.
Oh, great.
And I just want to validate a lot to you with what is in the numbers with him. You mentioned that, you know, this is a difficult time. Perhaps he doesn't feel as though he fits in. And certainly, you know, he's in an energy and a pinnacle that would support that very much and make the earlier years, you know, could be a time of discontent, as you suggest. And he is an old soul. That's reflected in his numbers as well. And quite frankly, you know, the two of them have quite opposing energy. It's almost opposite energy. What would make Marilyn happy certainly is not what Sean would choose.
Mm-hmm.
And so there can be, you know, the contentiousness, you know, comes from the fact that we've got some polar energy going on here. And we actually discussed a lot of what you said today. So I'm just validating for you that, you know, I always find it amazing with psychics and with channelers and such that they bring forth information. And in numerology, it's much the same, connecting to a person's energy. You connect through your intuitiveness, your gift, and I connect through the numbers. But it's amazing how the information can be the same. So, Marilyn, I hope that was helpful. I hope that added to what you learned today.
Yes, it was wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, sweetheart, you take care.
All right. Thank you very
much.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Thank you for calling, Marilyn.
Bye.
That really is so true. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you, as you were speaking, Tara, you know, earlier today when we were discussing things, a lot of what you said, although I love the suggestions that you gave, they were amazing, very amazing.
Well, thank you. I'm glad it was helpful for her. And when these kind of situations come up, there's really a complexity beyond the present situation.
Mm-hmm. True. Very true. Very true. Well, we seem to have a little lull, and I want to, you know, take an opportunity between the calls to ask you, how's Sedona? How are you loving it?
Oh, it's amazing here.
Yeah?
Yes, I had moved here last year after 40 visits over a 16-year period from New York, and this really is like living in paradise. I'm looking out right now my window at this gorgeous Red Rock view, and I just love living here. It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. When you sent me the pictures of your home, I was like, oh, wow. It was just amazing, amazing. But I got some other questions that I want to talk to you about Sedona, and we'll talk about them hopefully a little bit later. But I know that we have another listener, another caller online. Who's calling, please?
Hi, Allison. It's Molly.
Hi, Molly. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Tara.
Hi, Molly. Is this Molly from Williams?
Yes, it is. How are you?
Great. Good to hear from you.
Well, same here. I missed you at the ORB conference.
Yes, I did miss that.
There's another
one coming up in Palm Springs, I understand.
Yes, I saw about that. I'm glad to hear you. I was just wondering, Allison told me you were going to be on. I wanted to call and say hi, and also I didn't know if you were doing anything with one, and if one had any messages or anything.
Well, it's interesting that, you know, you have such an incredible gift with photographing orbs of light, and they've been really coming into my life so much more, and I'm getting more and more calls from people saying, why are these orbs of light showing up in my photographs? And I really feel that this is becoming a worldwide phenomena that is growing tremendously, as I feel that spirit is wanting to be photographed, and that I feel the orbs of light are indeed spirits. And the more that I'm learning about them, they are also energy. And I've actually met a wonderful woman here in Sedona named Anna, who's locally known as the Orbs Lady. And pretty much any time that she points a camera and clicks, orbs show up in her photographs. And she's studied this quite a bit. And she will actually focus energy in the palm of her hand and then, like, fling out her hand, like throwing a frisbee. Uh-huh. And she's photographed it, and she can actually make balls of light.
Oh, wow.
That's fascinating.
That are photographed now, like, flinging from her hand.
Oh, wow.
And I thought that was fascinating, that the orbs can be just balls of energy that we can create through our thoughts and intentions. And then they also can be representative of spirit and also representative of energy portals. The same woman has captured some photographs where now there are six-sided geometric shapes showing up in the orbs that are portals. They're like sacred geometry energy portals.
Uh-huh.
And I think we're really just starting to scratch the surface of this phenomena. And, you know, I want to thank you, Molly, for sharing your beautiful orb photographs with me. And the experience of being on your land was absolutely incredible.
Oh, that was wonderful. Now, does she feel that the orbs are like cosmic beings and loved ones or anything, or does she have an opinion on what she feels they are? Because I've heard, you know, some people say they're just energy, and some people say they're absolutely not spirits or loved ones. Do you know what she feels?
Yeah, she feels that it's all of the above, that there are distinctions in the orbs that, as you've observed, they have different energy patterns within them. And through her photographs, she's able to determine which orbs are what she calls earth spirits, like fairy spirits or earth diva spirits. The plant spirits have a particular color. They're more green usually. And then there's spirits of deceased loved ones that also seem to have certain patterns within them. And I recall in your photographs, Molly, there was an orb with a very distinct pattern that you could identify photograph after photograph as being the same being.
Yeah.
It's like a visual energy signature is what I would call it.
Right.
And then there's also, I think, orbs that are just purely energy or energy portals.
Hmm.
So it's... I feel that it's a much more complex phenomena that requires much more study, but there's a good bit of work and research going on right here in Sedona about it.
Oh, fantastic. Well, cool. Well, we'll have to get together, and I'll have to meet her.
Tara, I wanted to say that Molly came up with some very interesting information about the formations, the actual geologic formations under her property,
mm-hmm.
and the metaphysical qualities of such. And luckily, my husband's a geologist, and also he's working with a group of senior geologists. And we actually got the opportunity to look at geologic maps and confirm what Molly felt, which was it lava and limestone? Is that what you, that forms crystals? Is that what you said, Molly?
Yes, the lava, and when the water went over the lava, it formed crystallizations in some parts, and that's why a lot of people feel the energy vortexes in Sedona and northern Arizona are real prominent, is because of those crystallizations in amongst the lava.
Yeah.
So
that makes sense.
It does make sense, doesn't it?
And that draws the energy, you know, a lot more to this area.
Right.
The crystallization of the lava.
And Molly came up with that, and I thought that was brilliant.
Yeah, that definitely rings as truth. And
right.
Here in Sedona, we have the Red Rock Sandstone.
Mm-hmm.
The big rock formations are quartz and iron oxide. So there's definitely a lot of crystallization here as well.
And when speaking of the Sedona vortex energy, you know, this is a great opportunity, because one of the things I wanted to mention, Tara, was that you do Sacred Journey retreats, and I don't know if you still have this one upcoming November 10th through the 17th, but part of that experience is going to the Sedona vortexes. And I do have a question about that, because,
sure.
You know, I don't think I have any crystals here in Pennsylvania, but in your experience, I mean, you've taken people to these places many times,
mm-hmm.
and certainly Molly has experienced some extraordinary orb activity on her property, and she has much the same geologic formations with her, where she lives. But what, I mean, in your experience, what have people experienced when they get to a vortex energy in Sedona? I mean, what are the various different things that they feel? How do they feel? What have you seen?
Well, I've seen that people are, they feel the energy in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, it brings up emotions, actually.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding is that the energies here can tend to amplify whatever's going on for you,
mm-hmm.
and it can also bring to the surface that which needs to be healed. So there might be times where someone has some suppressed grief or some suppressed emotion, and being in the vortexes can amplify that, and people can, like, spontaneously start crying and not really know why.
Mm-hmm.
So it can sometimes trigger emotion.
Mm-hmm.
But I found that when I would come out here on vacation, I would just be so happy to be here that the energy would seem to amplify the joy. So I'd be really happy out here.
I'm really happy.
And the vortex is also set up an energy field, an electromagnetic field, where psychic and paranormal experiences are more likely to occur.
Mm-hmm.
So people sometimes see auras or see their spirit guides for the first time out here.
Mm, that's got to be extraordinary.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, are you still doing this retreat coming up November 10th through the 17th?
Yes.
Are you full booked?
No, there's still plenty of room.
There's still plenty of room. So this might be a really good time and place to say, gee, Tara, if somebody was interested, how would they get a hold of you?
Well, they can contact me through my website, angelchannel.com. And I also, now that I live here in Sedona, do customized spiritual journey retreats pretty much year-round.
Oh, you do? Wonderful.
So if anyone wants to come to Sedona and spend some time to explore the area and explore their spirituality, I'm available for individual vortex tours, or I offer a wide variety of support, you might say.
You do your workshops, your channeling workshops, and you also do
exactly.
One.
Workshops,
yeah. Oh, wonderful.
Channeling, group channeling.
Right.
So pretty much any size group, I can help arrange accommodations and create a really nice schedule of events.
Wonderful to know, Tara. Wonderful to know.
Thank you. And I'm available, of course, for private channeling sessions.
Sure.
On the phone or in person.
She did wonderful coming up here to my place. So. It was great.
Yeah. Well, Molly, thank you for calling. And by the way, happy birthday upcoming Wednesday.
Well, thank you.
And I will be talking to you soon.
Okay. Thanks, Tara.
Great. You're welcome. And I see your book getting published soon.
Yes.
We're excited about that, Molly. Molly, you promised you're going to be on my show first, right?
Yes. We're shooting. Oh, yes. Allison's going to be the first interview. We're shooting for December 11th. So.
We're excited about it, Molly. Extraordinary book. Extraordinary story you have to tell.
Well,
so.
Thank you.
Very excited for you, sweetie.
Okay, take care.
All right, you too, Molly. Thanks Bye-bye. For calling. Bye-bye.
You know, I love that. I love Molly. I love Molly because eons ago I did a reading for her, and she was trying to make some sense out of her life. She had lost her husband and was going through some difficult times, and I'm immensely proud of her, not only for the courage of her soul, but how much she's learned. It's amazing, just amazing. Tara.
Yes.
Why don't you talk for a second about your TV show in Sedona, this Sedona okay. Psychic Experience? I think this is cool. Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. Locally here in Sedona, we have a small film production company, and they're filming us every Saturday night at the Sedona Dream Theater.
Mm-hmm.
A new theater
mm-hmm.
in town, and it's called the Sedona Psychic Experience. And there's a panel of three psychics, of which I'm part of.
Yeah.
And we take questions from the audience, and
how wonderful.
Usually a topic, and we do readings for people, and it's just a lot of fun. We've had some really great shows.
Well, I'm just wanting, can't wait for it to come to regular TV. That would be awesome. We would
yes.
love to see you.
We're working on getting some pilot DVDs out to some of the cable networks.
Wonderful. Well, I'm wishing you all the best with that.
Great. Thank you.
But I'm going to have to stop here because I think I heard a beep, and I think we have a caller. Do we have a caller?
Yeah. Hi, Allison. Victoria.
Hi, Victoria. How are you, dear?
Fine, dearest. And you're right. I would get through.
Well, of course. You
yeah.
just got to set that intention.
I know. I did.
Okay. Well,
I
Tara.
I have intention lately.
Well, see? Tara, this is Victoria. Victoria, this is Tara.
Hi, Tara. How are you tonight?
Great. How are you?
Very good. How is one tonight?
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
So how can we help you today? Do you have
well,
a question?
Yes, I do. I'm going through a new stage in my life and developing a new path that I need to go to. I'm not really sure of my path. I'm hoping you can give me a new vision. I have spent the last several years working with animals and dogs, oh gosh, forever. And I want to know what you feel about where I can put my energies next, and also about the financial possibilities of where I'm going.
Sure. And what's your date of birth, Victoria?
It's February 8th, 1952.
Okay, great. Well, the first thing I'm getting is that this is definitely a time of change for you, but it's change in a good way. It's
mm-hmm.
Letting go of some things of the past, even though they've served you well. It's time to bring what you have to give to people. I feel like you're making the shift from healing animals to healing people. Because I definitely feel that on a soul level, you have some natural abilities as a healer.
Mm-hmm.
And your desire to be of service and make a positive difference is very strong with you. And I feel that you have a special gift in working with women and children, that you might find yourself drawn to working with children or working specifically with women's issues.
Mm-hmm.
This could be in the form of working with a midwife or learning some aspect of herbology or homeopathic medicine to be of service in some way in the healing arts.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to explore some of the hands-on healing energy therapies or to learn a new modality such as herbs or homeopathic to offer a service.
But I've actually done some of that before. I am a Reiki master, and I have studied herbology and homeopathy, and I work with flower essences and you know, have used these both with people when I see it necessary and with my animals.
Oh, good, good. Well, then you're right on track with that. And I feel that financially that universe will provide. I don't see any lack or poverty in your life at all. Mm-hmm. But I feel that you're going to be teaming up with some other healers. This might be some kind of a healing arts center or a women's healing center. But I feel like you're going to come together with other healers and have a place to practice the healing arts in a healing center.
I have also taken courses in animal communication, which is what I've been working towards also, and working towards opening a center at my own house where I've put up a building. I haven't finished it, but it's up. In order that I might have other people also who are working here who have different abilities.
Great. Well, then it sounds like you're creating your own healing center, which is perfect. And but I do feel like it may very well be not just limited to animals, but would include work with people as well.
Yeah, I was feeling that way too recently. I don't know why. Because I've worked so long with animals, I just assume that the next level would always be with animals. And yet somehow I feel like I'm going to have some changes that are going to involve a little bit more with people.
Yeah, I would agree. And I feel that your animal communication skills are already very good.
Yes.
I think that you've already got the gift. And it's more about trusting it.
Yes, isn't that true? And when I finally sit quietly, I amaze myself sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I take it I'm going to make an assumption I have a lot of wonderful angels working with me, too.
Oh, of course, of course. And I feel like you have spirit animals working with you also.
Okay.
These are some of your own beloved four-leggeds that have passed on, are helping you from the spirit realm.
Excellent, excellent. Yes, I've lost a few, needless to say, who, you know, some who I can reach out and still feel like I could touch them today.
Aww.
Yeah, they're with you.
They're with you.
Well, I appreciate the help from you and also from Juan. And Allison, thank you very much, too.
Well, you're welcome, dear. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it.
Definitely. I've enjoyed the show tremendously tonight. Thanks again, both of you.
Oh, you're
welcome.
Very welcome.
Good evening. Bye-bye.
Good evening.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, Tara, I think that we probably will have time for maybe one more caller. So what I'm going to do is just repeat the numbers. You may call toll-free 877-876-5227, USA. You can call toll-free from Canada at 888-815-9756. And if you have a calling plan, you can call direct at 530-876-3222 if you want to ask Tara a question. And, Tara, I have a question for you, and maybe we have a moment or some time here. You know, if someone was wanting to perhaps get a private session with you and actually have you channel one, could you maybe explain to them what to expect during a channeling appointment with you and one and how that goes?
Sure, I'd be happy to. When I channel, first thing is that one always asks permission to read your soul, and that sort of opens the door, you might say, for them to start connecting with you energetically. And then they usually just start talking for the first 8 or 10 minutes, and that's what I call a soul reading, where they're literally reading your soul, your Akashic records, and sharing with you who they feel and perceive you to be on a soul level, which is usually very validating. It gives a lot of information in that soul reading part that really helps the person be in alignment with their true, authentic self. And then they open it up to questions so that people can ask very specific and detailed questions about their life and even business-oriented questions. Sometimes they have some amazing advice for businesses that have been very successful for people.
Wonderful.
So the questions are really how can one best help you,
mm-hmm.
and the answers are usually very surprisingly insightful and helpful.
I can attest to that, as having had many a reading from you. So.
Oh, thanks.
Well, I know that we have a caller, so I'm not gonna delay. Who's calling, please?
This is Betty Ann.
Vivian.
Betty. Ann.
Oh, Betty. Hi, Betty. Betty. How are you?
Just fine.
Hi, Betty. I know you want to speak to Tara, so I'm going to connect you to Tara and Betty. Here you go.
Hi, Betty Ann.
Hi. I have a question. I've had a couple of strange things happen. I think there's a meaning behind it, but I don't know what it is. On an RV trip, I left my coffee cup on the bumper, and it went from Texas to Louisiana, and I didn't lose the cup or the coffee. And then on my last RV trip, a cap came off of a tube, and I went back to put it on, and it was already on there. So I can't figure that out, but I just feel like there must have been some kind of a message there.
Well, I feel like the message is that your angels are with you, helping you. And even though it's in these subtle ways, I almost feel like your angels sort of have a good sense of humor with you and enjoy sort of making you laugh a little bit. Because I feel like part of their message is don't take life so seriously and try not to worry so much, that even these small things are being taken care of and watched over for you. And you need to really translate that to the bigger scale of your life and see that the angels are helping you. So don't go into worries or fears or doubts, but really stay in that positive mindset of what you want to create and manifest in your life, and the angels will be there to help support that as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can certainly feel their presence. I have for a long time. I've never really felt like I have been alone, but it seems like as of late, it's gotten pretty crowded in here.
Yes, and they're telling me that they've actually saved your life once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that they intervened and actually avoided, I feel like they helped avoid an accident. And that you've already had divine intervention to save your life at least once. So that's a real blessing. So your angels are really watching out for you.
Well, thank you very much. And Allison, I enjoyed your show with Michael the other night.
Oh, well, thank you for listening, Betty.
And your class. It was so good.
Oh, well, that's great. I enjoyed having you in class. You were wonderful. And hope you learned something.
Yes, I did.
Great.
Thank y'all very much.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye, Betty.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
She's Betty Ann's very, her energy herself, only having looked at her actual numerology, there's a lot of connectedness to the spiritual realm. And also she has her own ability to connect, intuition, psychic ability, and whatever. I'm sure she senses the angels because she's very clairsentient, among other things. I had her recently. I did a class on teleconference class, Autobiography of Your Soul, and I worked with teaching people how to understand the energy in their names, and she was in class, and she was just delightful. I enjoyed her immensely. So I'm just so blessed sometimes by... I'm sure you feel the same way too, Tara. An incredible blessing by the people that are brought into your life. You know.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
We can see the gift in each person.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think we might have a little bit of time here, so I know I heard another caller. So who's calling?
Hi, Allison and Tara. This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm doing just great, thank you.
Hi, Nancy. Welcome.
What can we do for you?
Well, if you can get any information on the healing path that I should be on right now. I'm coming up on a lot of blocks, and my health has gotten really bad to where it's hard to concentrate on things now.
And what's your date of birth, Nancy?
November 4th, 1953.
Okay. It's interesting because before you even... said that you had some health issues, the first thing I was hearing was healer, heal thyself, and that this really is an important time for you to be just taking really good care of yourself right now. I feel that the challenges you have are temporary. I feel like you're just moving through them, that this isn't indicating any kind of permanent disability or permanent senility or anything like that. I feel like it's that there's a feeling of overwhelm in your life.
Yes.
That there's too much going on. So you have to start being a little more discerning about what you can let go of and try to, prioritize your time a little bit better so that you're really just focusing on doing only what you want to do, not what you think is expected of you.
so true.
So the message is that you really need to let go of other people's expectations of you right now and just focus on yourself and your well-being and, you know, eat right, take, you know, good vitamins and supplements and to get plenty of rest and try to cut out some of the extraneous things that you could let go of. And people will be understanding, so don't worry about disappointing others because people will always understand when you need to make a shift to take better care of yourself. And then I feel like in a period of 3 to 6 months, maybe more like the springtime, you'll be coming more into a clearer, stronger focus to be of service to others, to be more in a giving capacity. But right now the shift needs to be to stay in a receiving capacity. And then the rest will open up. So just worry about yourself right now and the rest will just come into play at the right timing.
If I may interject, Nancy, what I would also tell you is I'm in absolute concurrence with Tara. And you know that you're a loving, giving person who always sacrifices what you want to help others. Or you always put your needs on the back burner.
Right.
And you've got to learn to love yourself in the same way that you love others. Be as considerate of yourself. Take care of yourself in the same way that you take care of others. This is so reflected in your numbers. And it's especially intense during this year. And the meaning of your health issues may very well be that it's teaching you to receive love, to allow others to do things for you. You're a giver. You don't know how to receive. And so part of this can be a lesson for you to learn to receive back that which you've given so freely to others. Allow them to love you. Allow them to give back and do for you. And it is part of one of the things that your soul is experiencing in this lifetime. And it's very, very clear and very evident in your chart. And I also concur with Tara that after the beginning of the year, I think your health, you're going to be doing an inward journey, perhaps, and you're going to start thinking a little bit more about, the things that need to be healed within you, working on that inner self. And I can honestly see where you maybe doing workshops or doing things that please you spiritually, taking a little path, a little quiet time, maybe next year. A little bit more solace, maybe pulling back a little and allowing yourself to heal and do what you need to do spiritually, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie, and do feel better, okay?
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're going to be fine.
You're going to be fine.
You're going to be fine.
Thank
you.
You're going to be fine. Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Take
well, Tara,
care.
We only have 1 minute left of our show.
Gosh, that went fast.
It did go fast, and I just first off want to thank each and every person that called into the show. I mean, I truly appreciate the loyal listening audience that we have to Visible by Numbers, and I appreciate each and every person that got through, and I also appreciate those of you that didn't get through. And if perhaps you're shy and perhaps you didn't want to call in or maybe you didn't want to be on air, if you've got a question, feel free to email me at my email address. It's right there on the front page, on the bio page, and I'd be happy to do a little reading for you, you know, if you want to email me. And so, Tara, please tell everyone one more time, how do they get a hold of you? If they want a reading, maybe they want to look into that retreat in November, tell them how to get a hold of you.
Great. They can reach me through my website, which is angelchannel.com, or at my email address is Tara Sonora, that's TerraSonora, at msn.com. So they can reach me through that or through email.
Okay, wonderful. Tara, I can't thank you enough. It's always... it always feels so good to just hang out with your energy. I love having you on the show, and I hope you grace us with your presence in the future.
Oh, thank you. I'd love to, Allison.
Wonderful, wonderful.
A loving, beautiful spirit yourself.
Thank you, dear.
I love you.
We really do wish all of you that are listening, we wish you abundant blessings and much love.
Yes. Take care, everyone. Thanks for listening.
All right. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.